Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to conclude the sixth parak of Maseches Shkalim by learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So it describes the different boxes. Remember, the first mission, this parak, went through three sets of 13. So it started with Shlosh Asar Shofaros, that there were 13 Shofaros. So now we're going to describe those 13 Shofaros. Shlosh Asar Shofaros Hayu B'Mikdash V'Kotzav Aleihem. And they had written on them the different labels. So one of them was written Tiklun Chadin v'Tiklun Atikin, Tiklun Chadin. Second one was the Tiklun Atikin. A third one was Kinin, was called Kinin. Fourth one was called Gozlei Ola, Ola birds. A fifth one was called Eitzim. A sixth one was called Lavona. A seventh one was called Zav Lekaporos, and an eighth, ninth, tenth, eleventh, twelfth, thirteenth were Shisha Lenindava, were six that were just for voluntary carbonos that people wanted to bring. So Tiklun Chaditin Shabakal Shana Vashana, the one that was called Tiklun Chaditin, were the new Shkalim that each year that people brought. Vatikin, Mishala Shakal Shtakat Shakal Shana Ba, the one that was marked Old Shkalim was for someone who didn't bring their shekel the previous year and therefore had to give an extra shekel the following year. So there was a makeup box, you know, for makeup shkalim, so they would put that in Tiklin Atikin. So Kinin Himtarm v'gozeola hin b'nayona shkalim in the box marked Kinin were to buy the Kinin, the gozeola, the male turtle doves, and those in the box marked b'nayola were used to buy young pigeons. V'kulan olos, all of those turtle doves and pigeons were offered as carbon ola. Div Rabbi Yehuda v'chamomrim Kinin echad chatos v'yachad ola. No, in Kinin they weren't all olos. If you had a pair of birds, you know, one of them was used as a chatas, and the other one was an ola. The gozei ola kulin olos, but the one that was gozei ola, that one was all for karbanos ola. Mishnah Vav goes on to tell us that how much a person has to give if he, you know, if he promised to give without saying how much he's going to give. So Amar Arei Eitzim. If a person says, "Oh, I'm going to give Eitzim to the Beis Hamikdash," Lo Yivchos Mishnei Gizrin. He's got to give at least two blocks of wood as big as the blocks of wood that they actually used on the Mizbeach. And if he's going to give money, he has to give enough money to buy two blocks of wood. Levona Lo Yivchos Mikometz. If he says he's going to contribute Levona, he has to give at least a kometz of Levona, because that's how much Levona was brought together with a Karban Mincha. If he's giving money, then it's got to be enough money to buy a kometz. Zahav, if he says he's going to give gold, Lo Yivchos Medinar Zahav, he's got to give at least a dinar Zahav. Shisha Lendava, we then went through how there were six other boxes just for money that was used for Karbanos Nedava. Nedava Mahayu Osinba, what would they do with the money that was designated for Nedava? Lochin Ba Olos, they would buy Karbanos Olos with it. Habasa l'shem, and therefore all the meat got burnt on the Mizbeach, it all went up to Hashem. Va'oros l'kohanim, and the kohanim benefited from the oros, from the hides of the animal. How do I know that extra chatos and asha money should be used to buy karbanos ola? Ze midrash darish Yehoyada kohen gadol. Yehoyada, the kohen gadol, made a drasha to reveal this during that he was a kohen gadol in the Bizman Bayis Rishon during the reign of Yehoash Melech Yehuda. So Asham hu Asham Asham La Hashem. The Torah says Asham hu Asham Asham La Hashem. So Asham hu implies that the Asham is like any other Asham, where the meat is eaten by Kohanim. But then the end of the pasuk says that the Asham goes La Hashem. So Yehoyada said it's a stira between the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk. So he says, no, we're not talking about an actual Asham. We're talking about the carbon that was brought with the extra money from an asham, or for any other karban that it comes on account of an avera, and there's extra, you know, money for a chatos or for an asham that end up costing less than they thought it would. So zeh klal kol shu ba mishum chet mishum ashma yilakach bo olos. Anytime money was designated to buy a chatos or an asham, and they didn't need all the money, they have extra money, so you buy karbanos ola with it. Habasar l'shem va'oros l'kanim. So the meat is brought on the Mizbeach to Hashem, and the hides are given to the Kohanim. Nimsu, Shnei Ksuvim Kayamim, so you're able to make it that both Psukim work. Asham La Hashem, that Asham La Hashem, it goes to Hashem because it's Karban Ola, and Asham La Kohanim. And when you have an actual Karban Asham, even with a Karban Ola, part of it goes to Kohanim, meaning the Oros go to the Kohanim. So it's a fulfillment of both parts of the pasuk. How do I know that it was Yehoyada Kohen Gadol who made this drasha? Ve'omer, because the pasuk says about Yehoyada. Kohen Gadol in Malachim Beis, Kesef Asham v'Kesef Chataos Lo Yuva Beis Hashem l'Kohanim Yiyu. That the Asham money and the Chatos money shouldn't be brought to the Beis Hashem. It should instead go to the Kohanim. So he wouldn't have given to the Kohanim money that had been designated to buy a Chatos or an Asham. Obviously, you have to use that to buy Korbanos. So what does it mean? It means he gave them some rights to what can be bought with the extra funds. What does that mean? That they would buy Korbanos Ola with the extra funds. And the Kohan, based on his drasha, the Kohanim had the rights to the oros of those karbanos ola. So that's how he handled the reading those psukim. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we learned what the function of the 13 boxes were in the Beis Hamikdash, where people would drop off money, and we had machlokas tanoim whether the one that was marked kinin would buy only olos or echad dechatos v'echad li'ola. In Mishnah Vav, we said if a person doesn't specify how much he's giving to the Beis Hamikdash, he just says I'm giving Eitzim, and I'm giving Lavona, or I'm giving Zahav, how much of each he has to give. And we spoke about the six boxes that were left for Nedava, they would use to buy Korbanos Ola, and the meat gets burnt on the Mizbeach, but the Kohanim get the Oros, and it was Yehoyada Kohen Gadol who made the drasha of Hashem Hashem Hashem, that leftover money from that was designated to pay for a Chatos or a Nashem would be used to buy an Ola where the meat was burnt on the Mizbeach, but the Or was given to the Kohanim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the seventh parak of Masechet Shkalim.